Were you watching the impeachment hearings all week?
I saw some of them, but not glued. It'd be crazy to sit there all day long.
I am Pat Myers. I live in Ware, New Hampshire. Seeing how our democracy works, I do enjoy that. Or doesn't work.
My name is Tina Kirkpatrick. I'm from Bow. I think it's a big part of most Americans' lives at this point. I mean, I feel like politics is intruding itself into our lives in a way it hasn't that I can remember. It's different now than it used to be.
I'm John Scamato. This is my wife, Lorna. We're from Plymouth, Massachusetts. This is what determines how our life is going to be. Who makes the rules? It all comes down to this.
So you should be paying attention.
Yeah, if you're not paying attention, then you really don't have any right to complain.
It was really good TV, honestly. It kind of felt like mainlining House of Cards for a week. It was great. Drew Apple from Manchester.
My name's Dennis McManus, and I'm from Campden, New Hampshire.
And did you watch the impeachment hearings all week?
Yes, I watched and listened to pretty much every bit of it. Trump's administration and the impeachment has forced me to get a little bit more educated.
My full legal name is John Francis Hoonhout, but I go by Dez. It can be exhausting. I try to take humor where I can. I find that to be a good self-care technique, and laughing at the nonsense and analyzing the fallacies that I can see. So that's where I get my energy from.
Jason Willett, Manchester.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's incredibly exhausting. But nothing worth doing isn't.